James Donnell, area manager, a very, very impressive performance from your team tonight.
Yeah, you know, we're very happy with the result. We genuinely believed we could come down and get a result. We were hurting from last year. You know, Milford beat us in the semi-final and they were the better team on the day, so we felt we had a point to prove. You know, I could see the boys were focused before the game, so we're delighted with the win.
You certainly seemed to prove that point in the first half. 1-9 without reply, kicking points from all angles.
Yeah, the boys, you know, the big thing we have is we've six forwards that can score from anywhere, which we're very lucky. And playing with the breeze as well, you know, it took us about 10 minutes to get started, so we only really played for the last 20, and we banged in a couple of nice scores.
In the second half, you lost Callum O'Halloran to a red card, but you still managed to keep your composure.
Yeah, we kept it cool. You know, we got a wee bit panicked at that stage. You know, it was all hands to the pump. But I didn't see what happened. But you know, we just made a few wee changes and the boys put it in. And saying that, we missed a lot of chances in the second half, which is something we need to work on.
Yeah, later on, Milford were launching long balls in, but your defence held strong. Connor Patton in particular seemed to be excellent.
Yeah, Connor Patton's playing senior football since he was 17. I know him very well. I've played with him. He's one of the most intelligent footballers I've played with. So he mopped up a lot of ball. He knew to drop back and play in that free role. It was at that stage they felt they'd nothing else to do but pump a high ball in, and it can be hearts in the mouth stuff when the ball goes in the square. You never know where it's going to go, you know.
Yeah, I suppose Ayrio, one of the traditional big guns in Donegal football, people are perhaps waiting on you to come back. Are you on the way up again?
Well, we're just trying to keep our feet on the ground and trying to keep improve. You know, we have a good group here. There seems to be good respect for each other, and we work hard for each other, and we want to get back up to the top level because we've suffered in the last couple of years, and we've been getting plenty of abuse for being in Division 3 for 6 years. So, you know, we're working hard, but we've become good young lads, and that makes it a lot easier, you know.
Yeah, and just on the Intermediate Championship, that victory tonight, it leaves you in a very healthy position going into the, I suppose nobody knows when the next games will be played, but you're in a healthy position anyway.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, I think if you win your first group game, it leaves you in a comfortable position where you're not really panicking, and because we don't know, it could be 2 or 3 months before the next round is. So, you know, that's where we wanted to come down, get the 2 points, leave ourselves in a comfortable position, now go back and think of the league. We've Glen away now this weekend, which will be a massive test, so we've a point to prove down there as well.